and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6 Planet FM. My name is Mel and I'm here with Josh. We both live with disabilities, mine a visual impairment and Josh Williams syndrome. Today we have two interviews for you, one with Josh interviewing a support worker named Liz, and also we have Matt interviewing Flourishing Friendships. Up now we have We Are The Champions. I paid my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share.
What made you decide to work for the elderly?
It's been one of my dreams since I was little, and now my dreams come true.
What hours do you work?
My hours vary. They ain't the same every week. They always change.
What kind of work do you do for the elderly?
PCs, home help, shopping, all sorts of things. But those are the main ones.
What kind of challenges do you face in your job?
I've got lots of challenges. I've got challenges because I've got to deal with people that are blind. I've got to deal with people that have got dementia. and I've got people that are on wheelchairs, so the job varies.
Do the clients go on outings with you?
No, they don't go out on outings. The only thing I do take clients out is when I do shopping. That is it.
Do you enjoy this work and get a lot of satisfaction from it?
I do. I do get a lot of satisfaction out of it, because at the end of the day, I do my job with the clients. Clients are happy. As long as the clients are happy, I'm happy.
Do the clients help you to make your job easier?
They do. They do. I make them do it before I try and help them.
Can you think of a funny incident that happened where you work?
Not really, no.
What kind of challenges or disabilities does some of your clients have?
Disabilities, I've got one that's blind, and I've got two that are in wheelchairs, and one that's got dementia. So in other words, the disabilities vary.
Thank you for your time, Liz. I hope you've enjoyed a little bit of a conversation, and I'll talk to you hopefully another day. Thank you.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry.
It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Hey there guys, we're back at Radio Gaga with Matt hosting. We have the lovely ladies from Flourishing Friendships. That's a big word to say. welcome Sarah and Diane.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Cool. Can you tell me a little bit about Flourishing Friendships?
Sure. Sarah came to me maybe about 5 or 6 months ago with an idea that she had to see if I'd be interested in getting together with her to start this little business. And I said, when I heard her idea, I thought, oh yeah, what a fabulous idea. And I thought there was a real need for it in the community. So it's basically a social friendship and dating organisation for all people over the age of 18 with a disability or who live with diversity, but it's open to all as well.
Okay, that's cool. What kind of disabilities can people?
Anything really. I mean, people could just be not necessarily disabled or just shy and have difficulty meeting other people.
Okay.
But just we're all so different and we're all so diverse.
Yeah.
So disability, such an umbrella term, and don't want to pigeonhole anything or anybody,
actually.
So that's why we're pretty much open to
more inclusion?
Totally inclusive.
Yes.
Yep.
More inclusion? Oh, cool.
Yep.
So did you have like a disability panel in terms of trying to start this new dating service up?
No.
No, just, okay. That's cool.
I think it's come a bit from working in the sector, both of us, for a long time. So, and just seeing what the need is out there.
Okay, that's cool. So, like you said, you guys have been in the disability sector for a while now. So, is this, like, part of your jobs, your job as well?
No, this is over and above our job. So, until we, become really successful at this stage, and it will happen. At this stage, we've got to keep our full-time jobs to fund this venture.
Oh, that's cool. I reckon it's a real great idea. It's a lot different, and it's pretty new too because it's fresh and nobody's heard of it. So, when is the launch of this dating service going to come around?
So we have two launches, one in central Auckland on the 11th of February next year, and details are on our Facebook page. We can send a link through anybody to anybody. And then the second one, Papakura on the 18th of February, so that's 2 till 4, and we've got our details on Facebook as
well. I think I'll be at that one.
Yeah.
I think I'll be at that one. Is there, like, any cost involved in it?
Well, the launch is totally free. We've got some really cool giveaways.
Yep.
But we just want to be inclusive but exclusive.
Okay.
So our service does come at a cost.
Yep.
So to become a member, it's $160 a year.
Yeah.
And we're going to run some really cool events, but they might come at an extra cost as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So cost to the members?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So just membership. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Majority of disabled people are on benefits like that. So how would that affect the if it doesn't work out for that whatever the cost is?
To be honest, if people are really passionate and this is something that they feel they want to do,
yeah.
We're totally open to exploring different options for them.
That's cool.
And supporting them to the right agency to help them with funding to be able to join.
Okay. Another question is, how is your dating service different to the singles pages that is on social media, like Tinder and Facebook and all that?
Yeah, I think we don't really want to specifically call ourselves a dating service because we're all about friendships as well. There's a lot of individuals out there, that want to meet some new friends. And we're it's not about loading a profile picture of yourself with all your interests and your age and who you want to meet. It's a more personalised one-on-one service. So if you want to join, then Sarah and I will meet that individual and spend about an hour and a quarter with them, finding all about them and what they're wanting. So it's not really an online service as to upload your photo. We really wanted to add a bit more of a personal touch to
okay,
it.
Okay, that's cool. It reminds me of that program Undateables. So is it along the lines of that?
Oh, I guess there are some similarities. I'd be lying if I didn't steal it from there, to be honest. And totally understand that Undateables as a heading really leaves a bit of taste in people's mouths. But I think the idea is there, and I think, yep, there are similarities, but we're way better.
Oh, cool. That's cool. I like that. I like that flow. I like that flow. Nice. My last question to you guys is, what do you want out of the flourishing friendships?
To be honest, we just want to be an option for people who are sitting at home, just wanting to meet somebody or people who have the same interests as them. That's it, really. Mm. To be honest, I don't think it's any more complicated than that. We just want to be an option.
Another question came to mind. Do you have like a support crew if you have those meetups?
Yep. If people want support to attend, we obviously want to hear about who's already in their world and who can support them. But if that's a definite need and they don't feel comfortable, we can also organise for somebody to support them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies from Flourishing Friendships. You did well.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum.
Bum 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman,
yes,
bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci, and lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring us. Please, Mr. Sandman, bring us a dream.
Josh, tell me about how your new course is going.
It's going very good. I am very tired today, and it's pretty much hectic. We're in there at 9 o'clock until 1 now, but I leave early on a Tuesday.
Yes, because you're committed to Radio Gaga, and we just love that. We love you being here.
Uh-huh, and the course is going strong. Like, there's heaps of new students coming and going, and the people are really nice, especially the teachers that I have. And, it's pretty hectic. We get there at 9 at... Well, I leave home at about 7-ish, so I'm there at 8 and still.
So, do you find it hard to get to your course in the morning?
No.
Do you get anxiety or anything on the buses or trains because there's so many people getting to work and school in the morning?
No.
So, have you had any field trips or special events at school yet?
Not yet, but I want to go to the America's Cup Village.
Wow, and where's that?
In town.
in town. Should we go do a review of it and see how accessible it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you didn't get a chance to go to the parade last week?
No, it was raining by the time I left the from here. It was raining.
Wow, I heard of a person that was busking on Queen Street throughout the parade, and it was pouring down rain, but he still, like, earned $180.
Wow.
And that's amazing, isn't it? So what kind of course are you doing now to move on to the next course?
Well, some of us have been shifted into other classrooms, and some of us have stayed in one classroom, and we're all... Like, there's fashion, there is doing a sommelier course, and there is all sorts of different courses.
So which one are you doing? What are you learning right now?
I'm trying I'm trying to get into the event management course.
Wow. And what kind of events would you like to manage?
Weddings.
Weddings? Have you ever been married before, Josh?
No.
Me either, so maybe you can plan mine one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, well, thank you, Josh, for telling us about your course. to thank our sponsors today. Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. You can find them at renaissancegroup.co.nz. And if you'd like to get in touch with Radio Gaga and myself and Josh, you can find us at Twitter/Radio Gaga. Thank you very much for joining us today, and we'll see you next week. Good day.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to Radio Gaga. Remember, listen every Wednesday, 1 p.m. or any time online at planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Gaga, where we will share another week's insights. Also remember, this program is available for 7 days after this broadcast, so grab your friends, family, workmates and community groups to listen online when it suits them. Join us Wednesdays at 1 p.m. for more news from disabled people, by disabled people and for disabled people.